And we're back. KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kempton Bryan with Rod Schreck and Gauss Monique Donnelly, and this is our Exposed segment. And this is a special show specifically for 911, the anniversary, and we got Mariana and John
in
our Exposed segment. And we're going to get into some things as far as on being exposed. We're going to continue to keep it real as we continue to do with Worship Factory. Get connected to Worship Factory, worshipfactory.net for networking for those that are out there. It's a networking solution for today's Christian creatives. And, you know, we are so blessed to have Lara Landon in
Woo-hoo!
The studio with us.
Very creative. We just came up with a really cool name for a clothing store in here.
Oh, don't tell them.
I don't wait, should I
wait,
tell them?
Wait, wait, no, wait till we get a trademark or patent on it.
Yeah, get a trademark it first and then.
But the creative. You guys.
Oh, it's that cool idea
okay,
that we
the
have.
The point is there's creativity flowing in
yes,
here.
Yes, okay. Absolutely.
You girls need to explore that because I think that'd be a great. We need to talk about that. That's a business opportunity right there.
Not only do we do radio shows, we're now going to open fashion stores.
You know, and you can get on LaraLandon.com mm-hmm. and actually check out her vocals. I mean,
she's
it's amazing.
She's got a great website.
Oh, L-A-R-A. Yeah. Beautiful website. Oh, my
Speaking
goodness.
Speaking of creativity, I made that.
Did you really?
No, you okay. didn't?
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah.
Yes. You get down with your bed self.
Go, girl.
That was pretty awesome.
Wow.
It's got a little of everything.
It's
pictures,
beautiful.
Music,
oh,
video.
Yeah.
Thank you.
YouTube.
Did you take a course for that?
Videos.
I didn't. But you know what? I found being an independent artist, you have to kind of wear all the hats. So
no.
I learned how to do that. Yep. You know, I learned how to produce. I learned how to...
Right on.
Kind of have to do everything.
You do. And that's kind of what this show is about, too, is because, you know, if you want to be a lawyer, you take, you know, steps one, two, three. If you want to be a teacher, you take steps one, two, three. You want to be a creative person, there's, like, no typical step.
No guidelines.
So we bring guests on and kind of pick their brain to see how mm-hmm. they've made it and what they're doing and what works, what doesn't work. So apparently, keep a lot of plates spinning. Be the producer, mm-hmm. be the web manager, your own mm-hmm. web creator.
But you know what? It's only fun when you don't compare yourself. Because sometimes
Good
when I'm
point.
Doing the same action, but I'm comparing myself,
right.
it is draining. If I do the same exact thing, but I'm doing it out of a place of just being creative
and
just
thankful,
like, hey, this is me. I'm expressing myself. It's freeing. It's revitalizing. It's fun. You just, comparison is the thief of joy every single time.
Good word.
Yeah, that's what my Uncle Mark says, too.
Pithy nuggets.
Yeah, my Uncle Mark says, go in when you're, like, learning to write songs and you're learning to play. Go in and hear someone that's just beginning. You know, don't go to like a Josh Groban concert and then be like, oh
my gosh,
wow.
I can never be like Josh Groban.
Yeah, you know, because you'll get hard on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Very good true. Words. Good words. You're so wise. You're also young, but you're so wise.
What was that little phrase again? What was it?
Comparison is the thief of joy.
Comparison.
I stole it. I saw that on somebody's Facebook. I'm not gonna lie.
Oh,
you're a thief.
No, okay. She's gleaning.
There's no trademark.
It's called gleaning wisdom.
There's no trademark to that. So technically,
she can steal anything off Facebook. That works perfectly.
Glean. That's what
gleaning.
We call it.
Gleaning.
We call
gleaning.
It gleaning.
But I have a theory about Facebook. You know how statuses are the new blogs because we don't have an attention span to read a whole blog.
Right.
So if we get to the end of your status, we pretty much read your blog. So you better make it good. Like, bring it to
make
your status.
Make it meaty.
It's the best part about Facebook, too, because they've actually limited the length. Like, they know that we have short attention spans, so they just limit the length of it. That way it's like, oh, okay, yeah,
soon,
I read
soon
all
it's
that.
Gonna be like three words. That's all we have. I be good.
I be good.
I be bad.
Where you is.
Where you at? Where you is.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not all we have attention for.
Pretty much.
And that was Facebook for Dummies. Yep. And then
we get bored right after that.
Wow. Next. And that's exactly what Exposed is all about, giving you great Facebook tips.
Yes. Yeah. Hey, and I know we're celebrating and honoring 9/11, but can I just say, laughter doeth good like a medicine.
Yeah.
So we're dealing out the medicine.
That's a word.
Right?
We are the doctors of laughter.
Here we go.
Doctors of love. Oh, no, wait. No, wrong one.
But basically, our whole point with Exposed is we are more geared towards the college age group, that 18 to 30 age group, that where you're kind of wondering, what should I do with my life? And you're having doubts and questions and all that sort of
don't
stuff.
Don't ask me. I don't know. I'm just kidding.
She says, don't point that.
What I want to know, actually, is about that song that you were talking about recently.
I believe... I wrote it when I moved to Nashville from California when I was 19.
That's the name of the song, right? I believe. That
and
wasn't just the beginning of your sentence.
I believe
I wrote it.
I believe I moved to Nashville.
She's not,
I'm not sure.
She's not actually sure when she wrote it.
I did move to Nashville. I'm sure about that. But when I was there, even though I went there to pursue Christian music, I fell into a time of just really questioning it and being cynical and feeling like I really don't even know if I believe in Jesus at all because it doesn't make sense to me. I mean, this man died for me. I've never met him. I'm supposed to walk by faith and talk into the sky, and I look like such an idiot, and I just can't do it. And that's when he had to become real to me again, you know, for the millionth time, like he always does, so gently kind of makes himself known to me.
Isn't that great, though, that God doesn't get tired of us? You know, he's like, I'll be here.
He knew what he was getting when he made me, so he knew all my hang-ups and my doubts, and he walked me through it, and he gave me a song in the process.
Nice.
So it's called I Believe, and did you want me to... Bust it out.
That's awesome. Before you bust it out, I just want to remind the listeners that this is the exposed section of Worship Factory on KKLA. Get exposed. They told me get exposed and wrong idea. It wasn't good. But yeah, just tune in, get connected, go to worshipfactory.net, go to exposed.
Talk to us.
Let us know what you want.
Let us know what you want to hear and what your questions are. Yes. But definitely, we'd love to hear, I
Here
believe.
It goes.
Sometimes I must admit I think I'm crazy for following a man I've never seen and shaping my whole life around some old book. Even so, I believe, and I'll be first in line with all my questions, the ones that haunt me as I lie awake. The why's. Even so, I believe. I believe you are with me now. I believe you are proud that I'm questioning, seeking, and believing. I believe you can hear me now. I believe you are proud that I'm hoping, trusting, and believing. And I don't see how God in flesh appearing could save all of mankind from their own sin. I didn't see you come to earth to save me. Even so, I believe you did. I believe you are with me now. I believe you are proud that I'm questioning, seeking, and believing. I believe you can hear me now. I believe you are proud that I'm hoping, trusting, and believing. And all my searching comes to this, I don't know how it could be true, but beauty tells me that it is. So I believe in you. And I have seen you change my life, though I have never seen your face. Only fear will be a fool. I believe in you. I believe you are proud that I'm questioning, seeking, and believing. I believe you can hear me now. I believe you are proud that I'm hoping, trusting, and believing.
Wow. Wow, that was amazing. Again, this is Worship Factory, KKLA, 99.5. The exposed section, which is...
with the one and the only, the amazing...
Oh. Sorry, I thought you were going to say Monique Donnelly.
What?
You said amazing.
No, that was intense. And that song, in a nutshell, basically is what a lot of people our age are going through.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I should believe in this person who just, I mean... To people who don't grow up Christian, mm-hmm. it sounds like science fiction.
It sounds crazy. But you know what? When you hear the name of Jesus, and when you get to know a little bit about him, just reading the Gospels with no set agenda in mind, you will fall in love with him and who he is. Well, and I encourage you to do that.
I love that verse that says, taste and see that the Lord is good. Mm-hmm. You know, you can talk about an apple, describe it, but unless you actually bite into it and go, ah, this is good, mm-hmm. you have to take that leap of faith and experience it for yourself. And I think this college age, you know, you get tested. Like, you know, you've kind of grown up with your family. Maybe you've been brought up in a Christian family and you just kind of go to church with them. But I know this age is when you go, okay, what do I believe? And such a great song.
And I think God loves it. It's your questions aren't too big for him to handle. So question away, fire away, and he'll just answer you, and you could start this exciting.
That's what he's there for.
Unraveling of the mystery.
Exactly.
And you are listening to Worship Factor on KKLA 99.5 FM. And we have been fortunate to have Laura Landon in studio with us today to also hopefully bless you out there for this anniversary of 911. And again, don't ever lose thoughts or lose the day as pertains to what happened on this day 10 years ago, because we all will never forget. It's come to our life. We hope that you've been encouraged and supported during this day as we continue to do a Worship Factory special presentation on KKLA 99.5 FM. And this is Kempton Bryan with Monique Donnelly and Rod Schreckengaus, John Mariana, and Lara. We'll see you again next week. Again, you're listening to Worship Factory at KKLA 99.5 FM. God bless you.